Chicago. This is your morning routine.
Put some respect on my name.
Cap and J-Hood.
That's right. That's right. We're bad.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app and on FM 100.3 HD2 and on ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Bring them out. Bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Welcome in to the Captain J Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you, we got Jay. We got Jay Moore. We got you for a 3-hour ride here on this Back to Work Monday. We'll open phone lines for you at 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our telephone number. Good morning, Twitch. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. That's where you can watch this show and all the shows here on ESPN Chicago. And Cap will be able to reveal our breakfast bracket winners coming up this hour. Also, shot or no shot at 8 o'clock. But, boy, what a great sports weekend. Boy, I tell you what, you talk about the argument back and forth on what is the best sports day, the best sports weekend, the best sports week. It's hard to beat March Madness. And again, emphasis on the madness because it's supposed to be unpredictable. You never know who's going to be able to win. Just when you think who's going to win, someone else is able to come through. This has been a crazy tournament so far.
It's been an awesome, awesome tournament, and it was a spectacular sports weekend from Fairleigh Dickinson taking out Purdue to the run in the game yesterday against Florida Atlantic to Princeton knocking out Arizona. Tom Izzo, who's going to join us on the show about 9:18 today, knocking out the 2-seed Marquette. It is one of those weekends where you're looking at these games going, what else could possibly happen? A 16 over a 1 again.
This is something that we would never thought we'd ever see in our lifetime, and now we've seen it twice.
Correct. Maryland, Baltimore County, which I think this upset, considering it was Zach Edey, player of the year, 7'4", unguardable, against a 19-15 that didn't even earn their way in, the team that won their league, FDU, is transitioning to Division I, so they're not eligible to play in the NCAAs. So you finish second, you can go. And they freaking beat Purdue.
Are you kidding? They beat them. Here's what I've learned. And this is what I knew going into the season, Cap. When you and I are calling college basketball, you can't help but to be immersed in the scores, the ebb and flow of the season. Here's what we've discovered. We knew this beforehand, but now we definitely know in the tournament. The lower seeds are not as bad as how they were selected.
Correct.
The 16 seeds are not as bad as they were selected. Actually, the parity has been all throughout the college basketball season. I would say a lot to a number of college basketball people. Okay, I'll give you Houston or the field. Who do you like? Oh, I'll definitely take the field. But Houston, but Houston. No, I'll take the field. It just shows you that it's just wide ass open in college basketball. And actually, that's not a bad thing. Usually, here's how it works in the NCAA tournament. You'll get your Cinderellas that have worked their way into maybe the Sweet 16, and all of a sudden the Blue Bloods start to make their way into the Elite Eight, the Final Four, and you'll get the best of the best by the time you get to the National Championship game. I'm not sure you're getting that this year, because the Blue Bloods are at home, a lot of them.
Yes. Marquette, a 2-seed. Purdue, a 1-seed. Arizona. You're looking at some really quality teams that are sitting at Duke's at home going, what happened?
Yeah.
What do you mean Princeton's still going? Crazy.
Not even Pete Carril's coaching and Princeton's still going.
Mitch Henderson, man, former Northwestern assistant. Pretty awesome. The funny thing of the whole deal is that coach at FDU, Tobin Anderson.
Oh, my God.
He became the darling of the first weekend. Mm-hmm. His quote in practice went viral before the game. The more I watch Purdue, the more I believe we can beat them.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, yeah, okay, whatever. Bam! Take that, Purdue.
Yeah. And as a coach, you can tell this better than anybody else. That's the belief you're supposed to have.
Correct.
The assistants have broken down all the film. Let me take a look. Hmm. There's a path forward here.
They're guardable.
Yeah. And that's exactly what happened.
Because they had freshman guard. They have young guards. And I believe you have to have great guard play to win in the tournament. Always believe that. Holy bleep. I did not think Fairleigh Dickinson at 19-15 was going to beat Purdue.
No, absolutely not.
I didn't have Purdue in the Final Four, but I didn't have him going out round one either.
Yeah, neither did I. I just think that it just shows you how wide open college basketball is. And I'll make this other statement, too, this big statement for you. If Alabama falls short, shame on them. The path is there for them to get to the Final Four, let alone the national championship game. Look at what they've got. San Diego State, who I've had to the Sweet 16, but watched them all season. That's my kind of my late night affair that I will have, a little West Coast basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the winner of Alabama and San Diego State will take on the winner of Creighton and Princeton.
Yep.
Don't you think Alabama should be able to move forward there?
They should be able to make the Final Four. And then the bottom of that same side you're on, Florida Atlantic, Tennessee, that's going to be a good game. Florida Atlantic's got some athletes, man.
It's amazing.
They attack the rim, and they make threes. Kansas State, Michigan State.
Hmm.
I mean,
what's Michigan State doing there? What are they doing?
That's what
there?
I said.
January, that guy.
Yeah.
That guy.
I don't know about him, so.
He went to school there, of course.
Cap, you want to hear it? I went on the Basketball U Show with Tyler that we do every Sunday, and I called them a dead team walking. I didn't think they had a chance. The loss to Ohio State in the conference tournament, I thought they had no chance. And then here we are, one of the most frustrating Michigan State teams of my lifetime, and this guy Izzo brings him to the Sweet 16. He's inevitable. He's incredible.
Well, I mean, I just can't get on the roller coaster and get throw up all over my shirt up and down with you in Michigan State. I can't do it because I've seen Izzo be able to come through with less than, and still be able to flourish in March. I'm not saying national championship. I'm not even saying Elite Eight. All I'm saying is that you give that guy the benefit of the doubt. I mean, when you take on the toughest of the tough in the non-conference all the time, no matter what his roster is, he's getting them battle-tested for March. And I give that guy the benefit of the doubt. That's why I can't get on the roller coaster with Shea of, like, this guy sucks and this guy's great and this guy sucks and this guy. No.
To be fair, I've never once said that he sucks. I said it wasn't right that he left the scholarships open. That's a different deal. I said the end game in Iowa was horrible. It was, objectively, yeah. Awful coaching. Mm-hmm. And he will tell you that. Leaving the scholarships open, I'm not a fan of that. But then here we are in the Sweet 16, because in game, there are very few better.
If you're down on your team, you believe that they suck at the time.
That's being a fan. What are you going to do? Now, I'm happy to be wrong. Here, I'm happy to be wrong.
Well, I would just tell you, just as an aside, is that give this guy the benefit of the doubt. That's not the most impressive Michigan State roster I've seen, clearly.
It might be the worst in years.
But look at him.
Yeah.
Here's what you know about college athletics. Cap, you tell me if I'm wrong. That's all coaching. All of it. No matter what you are trying to put together, no matter how hard you recruit, you buy the groceries, you got to cook the meal as a coach.
Correct.
You expect, listen, nothing's more overcoached than college basketball. Nothing. Nothing's more overcoached than college basketball. Every single possession, every single defensive stop. It's always the coach standing up saying, do this, do that, switch foot.
You're so right.
I mean, but it's overcoached. But this is why you know all of it is coaching. Because you have to continue to remind a 19-year-old, 20-year-old, 21-year-old, hey, remember what I told you in the huddle? Remember what I told you? It's just the constant reminding and overcoaching in that sport.
And I watch some of these guys who are my friends who I've known for years. Scream! Cut! I'm like, dude, they're not listening to you. In the middle of the action, they are not listening to you. But they feel like they have to do it.
Yeah, it's part of the job. They're just trying to encourage, trying to coach at all times.
Right.
You would think after all that sweat equity, all that practice time, all those warm-ups, all that film, that they'd get it. Nope. Didn't hear a word you said, coach.
Nope.
So that's nope. How it works.
It's exactly how it works, but it is one of the great events in the world in sports. It is amazing. I mean, you look at some of these names that are sitting there and you're going, Arkansas took out Kansas.
Yep.
Had to do a wellness check. I was in Seattle all weekend. on Danny. Yeah, our coach wasn't there.
Yes, of course. Go blame Brother Roberts.
Yes.
That's his problem.
Yes.
Yep.
He let us down.
Yep.
We needed self. Danny Hurley, who I love, and Arkansas, Eric Musselman. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a hell of a game. Gonzaga, UCLA, Northwestern played their tail off. Just, they're all talented in that one, mm-hmm. for sure. Houston and Miami, Xavier and Texas. That right side, way more impressive than that left side.
Let's give Larrañaga a lot of credit, too, for that Miami program as a head coach. Always steady, hanging in there, always, that Miami team. He's one of the great coaches that no one talks about.
He is.
He really is.
He's the guy that took George Mason to the Final Four.
That's correct, sir.
And then when he didn't do it the second consecutive year, Snorling wanted him fired.
That would happen, yes.
Pretty much.
But he's a fan, though. What do you expect, right? Well, here's the thing. Shay, when it comes to sports like this, we're watching the NCAA tournament. And, you know, I think that doesn't matter if you went to the school or not. I think because there's so much action during the day, Thursday and Friday morning, there's Thursday and Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, there's action everywhere. And they're consuming, four different channels, right? I really believe that doesn't matter if you went to that school or not. It's really fun. It's fun to be able to watch this without having a rooting interest. None of my schools are in it, but I still think it's fun.
It's absolutely spectacular to take your sheet and go, huh, great. Thanks, Arizona. Couldn't even win one?
Yeah.
Out.
Brutal.
I didn't have them winning it. I have Texas winning it, mm-hmm. so I'm still alive there. But I had Arizona in the final.
So I think the March Madness is one. And I think the king of sports, of course, is the NFL and the Super Bowl. How is it that the lady in the corner office that didn't say anything, right? She gets a chance at the squares game and she wins everything. How does she win the entire pool for the Super Bowl or for the play? How does she do that? She doesn't know anything about football, but she has an interest in watching it just because she has money on it. Or she knows it's a big event.
And she wants to be with her friends or get invited to a party, a watch party. Yeah.
I'll throw the Kentucky Derby in that conversation as well. So it's 4 hours pregame uh-huh. of all of it, right? Uh-huh. From two, like from 1 to 5:15 or whatever. Uh-huh. Long, long pregame for the greatest 2 minutes in sports, watching the Kentucky Derby.
It's the best.
But again, it's just like I'm watching it because, well, I'm dressed up and we got all these fancy drinks. Let's see what happens in the Derby. And I mean, you might not have a rooting interest, but you'll be interested in it because everyone else is dressed for it because it's a party, right?
Totally agree. That's probably, look, I would love to own a team with my brother. I will never have that type of money, so that's never going to happen. But you can buy a horse.
Yep.
Like there was a group last year or 2 years ago. They bought a horse of like 8 guys from college. Each threw in a couple $1,000, bought it, and boom, the thing got to the Derby. Didn't win it, but it got there.
It's pretty cool.
That's my dream. My brother and I have a horse. Go, oh my God, we're in the Kentucky Derby.
Mm-hmm.
That would be insane.
Then Randy Moss comes over with the microphone. David Kaplan, your thoughts, sir?
What's it like?
Oh my God! It's the best because of your affinity and Bruce's affinity for horses.
Correct. Love horses.
So let's ask this question, Shay, and we got a lot more to unpack here as we move forward here this morning. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. So we mentioned the Super Bowl and March Madness and Kentucky Derby. What sporting events do you make time to watch all of without a rooting interest? Like, you'll watch March Madness. Maybe you didn't have a team that was in the hunt, but you have a bracket. What sporting events do you have time to watch all of without a rooting interest? March Madness, Kentucky Derby, is it the World Series or NBA? Let's get your thoughts. How much did you watch over the weekend of the NCAA tournament? 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Again, you didn't have to go to any of these schools, but the action was pretty hot this weekend. We'll get your thoughts on that and more as we move forward here on Cap and Jay Hood.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Twitter at ESPN 1000. Cap and Jay Hood are back on ESPN Chicago. Chicago's Home for Sports.
Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000. and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. So glad you're with us here on this Monday morning. Cap, I want you to answer the question because I gave you the Super Bowl, March Madness, Kentucky Derby. Is there a sporting event that you will take time to watch without ruining interest? Gambling to the side, and you're just watching maybe because Brett wants to watch it or somebody in the family wants to watch it. You'll say, okay, I'll take a look.
I actually watched the World Cup this year. Didn't have money on all the games.
That's a good one.
The World Cup was wildly compelling television.
That's a really good one. And for someone that's not really a soccer guy.
Correct. I've become more, what's the right word for it? I've become more of a fan. I'm not one of the diehards. I'm not.
Yeah.
But I enjoy it. We had a good time watching it.
Yeah.
I watched and found the passion from the fans. It was really cool. So I'll watch that. I would watch the Derby if I didn't have money on it. I always have money on it because I bet the horses. That's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if I didn't, for whatever reason, I couldn't get my play in, yeah, I would still watch the Kentucky Derby. I think it's wildly exciting.
I think that World Cup soccer is interesting because that was when I was in, God, I was in New York. Mm-hmm. And there was a bartender there, and he was there at the bar. He's like, I can't wait. It was the day before. He goes, I cannot wait. He goes, where are you from? He says, I'm from Mexico. And boy, this is our World Series. This means everything. It's like, okay. I mean, he was really into it. He just gave me just this background of how he used to play it and how much it means to him. And so I was watching it as well. We couldn't help it. It was on Fox a lot, like all day.
Yeah.
But as you know me, I like the daytime live sports.
Yeah, you and I talk about that. We get off the air at 10.
Yeah.
We cut our commercials. We meet with Danny. We would do whatever we do. And then, the rest of the day, there's a game on. Like when there's a Cubs or White Sox game in the middle of the day or random Bulls game, Dr. King Day. Oh, my God, we got basketball all day. Yeah, it's awesome.
Shea's Tigers.
Right.
The good noon start. They're going to the 11:30 start. Not like that.
The businessman special.
Yes, usually the Thursday, the Wednesday or Thursday game. Absolutely.
The Reds do that. Yeah, so it's a lot of fun. I can watch the World Cup. I can watch the horses and not have a rooting interest. Now, this weekend, we were in Seattle seeing our son and daughter-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And we went hiking yesterday during the day. That's a whole other story. Don't let your son handle the GPS so you get lost on the mountain and it turns into a lot longer day. But I didn't get to see all of the basketball. I saw a lot, but not all of it. I didn't have any money. I didn't have any way to gamble out in Washington State. It's not legal there. I had a great time watching the games with him.
I guess I don't know why you didn't go to the state capitol and complain. Why don't you have gambling here in Washington State? Did you lobby a complaint?
I didn't lobby a complaint there. I said it to Nick and Maggie, my daughter-in-law, because she's from there. I go, that's a dispensary right there. You can't have sports gaming too?
And they said?
Nick said, I don't really gamble on sports, and Maggie doesn't really care.
But still, it's still something that we're used to around here. But when you go out of town,
right?
Fire up the old app. Hello? Hello?
Nothing.
Nothing. What's going on here?
Nothing. We went to the Kraken game on Saturday.
Yeah.
Saw the Kraken play. Beautiful stadium. Climate Pledge Arena. It was awesome. And had a great time. Thank you, Eddie Olczyk. And I didn't have any money, any way to engage on the game.
But you were interested there because there were stars on the ice.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Connor McDavid and all these other guys. It was a lot of fun. We had a great time.
So if you're just joining us, we're just talking about March Madness, but only in this regard. We're saying, what sporting event do you take time to watch, even without a rooting interest? 312-332-3776, our phone number. Cap and I don't have a team or a dog in the hunt here in March Madness, but we know a lot of coaches. We know a lot of people behind the scenes, a lot of these teams. We don't necessarily have a team.
We do not.
But we have interest in the tournament.
By the way, my wife just texted, you bet the over on the hockey game before you left Chicago. Who are you kidding?
Well, that's different, though.
Forgot.
And Mindy, since you're listening, I had to tell this jackaloon this before he got on the plane. I told him, before you leave the studio, put your bets in, because once you get on the plane, you're done.
Correct.
Because you're going to be a crack addict without it. 312-332-3776.
And I logged on and tried.
Of course you did. Of course you did. And I told you, Cap, put your bets in. And so you did. Did you not?
I put a couple things in.
Okay. Because I know I said, once you get on the plane, it's done.
I bet the over. I forgot about that. The over in the hockey game.
That's right.
$50. Here we go.
That's smart.
And it came in easy.
There you go. But otherwise, not so much.
Right.
Can I get a parlay? Scratching your neck.
Nope.
Can I get a parlay? Can I get a teaser? Nope. Couldn't get any of that. Vlad is in. Joliet leads us off here on Cap and J-Hood. All right, Vlad.
Cap and Hoodie, how you guys doing?
What's up, Vlad?
Hey, man. I don't know if you guys catch the FAU game yesterday, but Elijah Martin, number 15, dunked the ball with the unwritten rule yesterday. And a lot of people were mad about it. Did you guys see that at all?
We did see it, yes.
Yeah, man, I just, you know.
Yeah, that was not a classy move, and his coach apologized to the FDU coach immediately.
Yeah, I saw that. I know it was kids just being kids and all, but there's you know, it was just unnecessary.
Can you watch a game without rooting interest?
Yes, I really I can. I did it last year with the NBA Finals, man. I really enjoyed it.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah. Vlad, have a great day and a great week, man. We appreciate you.
We did talk about that, and it goes around the lines of old school versus new school. But actually, in this scenario, the young man trying to dunk the basketball, look, there's a time and place for all of this, and you don't try to show up the other team.
Correct.
Now, you know, I only feel that way about that scenario, Cap, when it comes to football and you're blowing out the other team. You know, here's the thing. If you're just running your plays or if you're running the football and the team still doesn't want to stop you, okay, so you're still doing what you do as a team. I don't consider that showing up the other team. You can't kneel with 8 minutes left in
the
fourth
quarter. That's more disrespectful.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no. I mean, what are you going to do?
Well, if you're on the other end of it and they're kneeling with 8 minutes left, you're like, okay, we're not a charity case. Just play your game.
Just run your offense, right?
Right.
Right, yeah.
Did you see the end of the TCU game against Gonzaga?
I saw the highlight. You showed me the highlight.
So Gonzaga makes a couple free throws. TCU bangs a three. Gonzaga makes two free throws with 0.7 left to go up 74-68.
Mm-hmm.
The line is 4.5. Cover City. You got Gonzaga? Cover City. You're good. They throw the ball in now with 0.7. How many games do you watch? They throw it in. The guy just grabs it.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. Shakes hands. He lets it roll all the way up the floor, and Gonzaga's backing off. We don't want any fouls, nothing stupid. And he picks it up and makes it like a 38-footer at the buzzer. Good. Cover City for TCU. Snorling had TCU.
So did Tyler Rocky. What a win for us.
Hey, let me go back to our conversation last week. Again, I'll ask you again. You don't think that kid knew?
No, I do not think he knew what the line was.
Why do you not agree with me?
I don't.
Well, I don't know why you don't agree with all the information that's out there. Right? Everything's out there. You don't think that kid knew? You think the kid from Texas A&M, CC, screwed me on that line against Alabama, where Alabama clearly had the lead? I think it was 24, and that kid bangs a three, mixes up the deal. Texas A&M ends up covering that number. What's up? I mean, you don't think kids know? Yes, they do know.
Hold on. I think they know if you're talking to them the day before in a nice, relaxed environment after the shooter on. Hey, can I talk to you for a second? Yeah, I'm Jonathan Hood. I'm doing the game tomorrow. You know, do you know what the point spread is? He might say, yeah, 6.5 or whatever the line is. I don't think in the heat of the moment with 0.7 left, he's like, let me see if I can make this shot to cover the line. No chance. Guys aren't acting like that.
Isn't that a little suspicious, though, Cap? He did roll the ball up. Like, if they just bounce it off the inbound, game's over. He let the ball roll up to the three-point line.
Well, because he knew there was 0.7 left. That's all.
No.
But if he just catches the ball off the inbound, the game's over. It's done. He let it roll up so that he could get a good look at the three-point.
That happens all the time at the end of games.
Naive Coach Cap. Doesn't think that the kids know. All this information is right in front of them. Right at their fingertips.
No. I'm not saying that they don't know the line. I'm saying to you, he doesn't go 0.7 left. The line's 4.5. I got to see if I can make a three here.
Yeah.
No chance.
Absolutely.
No shot.
These kids know, Cap. It's right in front of them now. Before it was bookies on the point shaving, like Boston College back in the day. These kids know. It's right there in front of them.
They know before the game. They don't know in the moment. They do not.
Okay, you don't. Now you're saying kids can't read. They can read.
No, no, I'm saying to you, if you ask them...
Tell them, Shay.
Hey, what's the line?
Shay, tell them.
They could tell you, but with 7/10 left, his mind in that free throw is, he's bummed they're going to lose. He's like, I'm just going to get one more shot up here. He's not going, Uncle Chucky laid the 4.5. I'm going to beat him. No.
Uncle Chucky.
No. No.
I think some of these kids know, man. I'm just telling you. Some of these kids, and they're screwing us left and right. First of all, you're walking the dog. There's no need for that to let the ball roll. And I'm just going to put up a three because you know these guys practice it, right? It becomes a free throw for some of these kids. Money! Cash!
Right.
That's what the players are saying.
Right.
I'm just telling you, Cap.
Dude, there was one last year I had the line, we cover. Kids holding the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Holding the ball at his hip. 10, 9, 8, clock's going to run out, game over. At 1 second, he doesn't even square up. He just kind of flips it toward the basket. It goes in.
So ridiculous.
Like, that did not just happen. Yeah.
What sporting events do you make time to watch without a rooting interest? 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone. We'll take more calls on that, as well as Cap wants to know if Mindy was too honest about this. We'll talk about this coming up in our next half hour. Cap and Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7.
Here's today's headline with Cap and Jay Hood.
Good morning, Chicago. The Bulls put together a 113-99 win over the Miami Heat on Saturday, propelling them back into the play-in tournament in the standings. The Bulls hold a game-and-a-half lead over the 11th-place Pacers with 12 games to play. Also, Yoan Moncada, the White Sox, exited the World Baseball Classic yesterday with a rib injury after colliding with Roel Santos while trying to track a fly ball. The White Sox have announced Moncada is day-to-day with a bruised rib. Also, the division foe Detroit Lions are loading up for a post-Aaron Rodgers era in the NFC North, signing former Eagles safety C.J. Gardner-Johnson to a one-year deal. The United States advanced to the World Baseball Classic with a 14-2 demolition of Team Cuba. Is that demolition? All right, a 14-2 demolition of Team Cuba last night. Team USA will take the day off and await the winner of Japan and Mexico tonight, with the final taking place tomorrow in Miami, a 6 p.m. first pitch. World Baseball Classic. Jay Moore.
Captain Jay Hood are back.
And you know this, man.
Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago.
Captain Jay Hood, weekday mornings, 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app, the same ESPN Chicago app in which you could find Basketball U with Shay Norling and Tyler Rocky. You need more March Madness, need more information, check out Basketball U, available now on the ESPN Chicago app. Still to come, we will have our breakfast bracket winners. We'll let you know what's going to happen with that for the week. Some craziness as far as the voting at ESPN 1000 on that. Shot or no shot coming your way at 8 o'clock. Get to your phone calls here, 312-332-3776. What sporting event do you take time to watch without a rooting interest? We talked about March Madness and how you may not have a team in the tournament. You may not have gone to any of these schools, but yet the idea of constant college basketball and the ups and downs of this tournament has been very, very compelling to watch. So we talked about that. Also, let's talk a little bit about your wife, Cap, Mindy Kaplan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing about Mindy Kaplan, she's honest to a fault.
I mean,
very direct.
Yes.
And somehow you're still alive.
We were in Seattle seeing our son Nick and our daughter-in-law Maggie for the weekend. And we were out. We had a great time. Celebrated St. Patrick's Day. We had a couple good meals. Saw the Kraken team play. And it is unbelievable to me delusional your kids can be. Delusional. you know, according to him, he could have played in the NBA and been a concert pianist and a trumpeter. He never had a trumpet. I don't ever remember this kid having a trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
He says, out of nowhere, by the way, there's something I thought you guys should know. You guys kept me from being a concert trumpeter or trumpeter, whatever they call them.
Mm-hmm.
My wife. You did it in the fifth grade, and you were horrible. That's what she told him. I'm like, wow, that's a little harsh.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I actually was pretty good. You just never let me pursue it because you didn't like hearing me practice in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, Nick, you were awful. You were absolutely terrible at doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was crestfallen. What do you mean I was terrible? My teacher told me I had a future. You were in the fifth grade. You were awful.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Couldn't believe the honesty.
Okay, so what were you feeling at that moment? Like, you know the truth. But you said you didn't remember him even having a trumpet, though, you said.
Well, so Nick is my stepson.
Yeah.
And so I came into his life. Into their lives. I think he had just finished fifth grade when she pulled the trumpet away.
Okay, all right. Same time. Pulling the old trumpet away.
Right.
Okay, so what was your reaction to that, you know, when, like, she said that big reveal?
I'm like, that's a little harsh. She's like, he was terrible. And I couldn't sleep. And I did not want to hear it any longer.
I guess my follow-up is there any way he could have got any better? Or no? No.
I'm not sure about that.
Okay. So it was that bad, huh?
From what she tells me, it was that horrible.
So, but I don't mind, Shay. I mean, especially now that he's an adult. Now, do you want to shatter the kid's dreams at that age? I mean, as an adult, it's a funny story now in hindsight, is it not?
Well, so he absolutely had to be at school. Like, he said they had to put a little oil on their trumpet, mm-hmm. he was telling me. And the trumpet, you had to be oiled up and ready to go at 5:30 in the morning. So that meant Mindy had to, like, leave the house at 5.
Pardon
to
the
get
expression. Go ahead.
And she's like, I was done. Nick, I'm getting no sleep because you're playing that trumpet and you're not good at it.
Yeah.
And then every day I got to have you there. We're leaving the house at 5 to get to school. Then I got to come back at the other boys go, no, done. There's no future here. I'm not doing it.
I think it's okay to say it, though. And so, but what was his reaction to it? I mean, after hearing that.
That's my mom, always honest.
Right?
Yeah, right.
That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Especially as an adult. Now,
I found it hilarious.
But as a child, though, would you tell the kid at the time, like, okay, you suck at this?
I mean, yeah, that's my wife.
Child, would you say that? I mean, I'm talking about you as a parent. Would you say that? I don't think you would do that as a child.
Why don't we find another instrument for you to
Yeah,
play?
You could do that. You know what? How about the piano? Or how about the drums?
Oh, God.
Even more noise.
That'd be even more noise. Right.
You know?
In fact, one of the other boys said, I wanted to play the drums and you wouldn't let me.
Right.
Yeah.
So
he got a guitar.
Okay, well, that's not as bad, right?
He's awful.
He's awful at the guitar.
Yeah, that guitar's in the closet.
Oh, man.
There are a lot of parents out there going, I bought my kid a guitar. Never uses it.
312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Berea, Kentucky, listing on the ESPN Chicago app. Here's Dennis on ESPN 1000. All right, Dennis.
Hey, good morning. How's everybody?
What's up, Dennis?
Dennis, answer this question for us. Okay, so you just heard the story there from Mindy Kaplan. So when, if there's a child that has an interest in playing a musical instrument, do you tell the child, hey, you know, you're awful. You're going to try. Let's try something else. Or do you allow the kid to continue to try to chase his dreams?
Only if they play at somebody else's house.
not yours, right?
Right. So you don't have to hear it.
That's fair.
But you got to go with the Derby. I mean, especially here in Kentucky, you know, parties over at Keeneland is awesome. And in 2 minutes, anything can happen.
For me, it's one of those events. No matter what I got going, I'm going to stop and watch.
In your circles, Cap, maybe, but for a lot of people, just watching any race, including the Great Kentucky Derby, it's just like you don't have all the background of the horses or the jockeys. You just know that you're dressed up, Dennis. You know that you're having a good time because it's a party, and you just got to pick a horse and have fun with it, right? You don't have to necessarily have a rooting interest in the sport as much as it is just having fun.
Oh, yeah. I've only been to one Derby, and that was in 1983. It rained like thunder pouring down, and Sonny's Halo won the Derby.
Yeah, it's you never, ever know. Dennis, we appreciate your call. There's Mind That Bird.
Yeah.
Rich Strike this year. I mean, Giacomo, 50-1 or more.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. That's why people watch.
It's easy to follow, too, Cap. What's the odds of this horse being able to win? Pretty much.
Right.
My old man, Bob Hood, may he rest in peace, said, is there a gray horse running? I'll bet the gray horse.
That's my wife. She loves the gray horses.
It's like, what? Like, Dad, there's a... No, if there's a gray horse, I'm betting the gray horse to win. Like, oh, okay.
My like, wife loves the gray horse.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Of all things, like, that was his thing. If there's no gray, then he'd just go back to the usual gambling, because you're looking for my old man, he's either in the garage or at Sportsman's.
Right. He liked the horse.
Oh, God. Maybe too much sometimes.
Uh-huh.
But if there's a gray horse, he's definitely down for that gray horse. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Talking to you. It's like, okay, so honesty as a parent. Okay, how honest can you be? There's a child that wants to play the trumpet, and then you come to find out maybe the kid's not very good at it.
He's awful.
He's actually, and Mindy says you're pretty awful at it. You know, was that too honest, or was that right on the nose? We're talking to you about that, and also that sporting event that you take time to watch. Maybe you don't have a rooting interest, but you'll watch it. Cap and Jay Hood, we're on ESPN 1000, also on 100.3 FM HD2.
If you miss something, get the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. Cap and Jay Hood are back on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
Every morning we have our people that walk by the old National Bank Studios outside on State Street.
A run.
Yep. A run or a walk to work. And we got our Purdue guy, our Purdue runner, rain or shine, he's out there with his big Purdue Boilermaker sweatshirt on. How dare you wear that today? Yeah. Holy cow. How dare you wear that today? Purdue.
Brave man to walk out of the house like that.
I mean, seriously, don't again.
Do you know in three straight seasons that team has lost to a 13 seed, a 15 seed, and a 16 seed in the NCAA tournament? Last season they lost to a 15 seed, granted in the Sweet 16, with a top five pick in the draft on their team. This year with the player of the year, one and done to a 16 seed that shouldn't have even been in the tournament.
Well, as I told you, Cap, going into when we were looking at these brackets, I said, you know, this thing is wide open to me. Not Alabama, not Houston. I just said this thing is wide open because this is the way the season's been. Do you remember a conversation in December and January about college basketball?
Mm-hmm.
Did anyone say, boy, Cap, watch out for who? Like, you could have said Houston, but then you know that there's a ceiling on their success, too. I don't think that they're going to win the national championship.
I don't either.
But Alabama has a path now. And the thing that I was concerned with Alabama is, well, you got an issue there within your team. That kid going to be available? Will he have his head on straight? As if there's never an incident with the Crimson Tide. They're rolling along like there's nothing's ever happened.
They're
with
really
Brandon
good.
With Miller.
Yeah,
right?
Brandon Miller.
Yeah.
And now they've had a fourth player reportedly that was at the scene when the shooting happened. But I said to you, I did not pick them. I thought when the glare of the media got that bright with all the stuff that's going on swirling around that program with that horrible tragedy, that it would derail them. So far, they look pretty darn good to me.
312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our telephone number. There he is. It's Joey G.
Hey, Joey,
good
what's
morning,
up,
gentlemen.
Sparky?
How are you?
Morning.
Yeah, the Derby, for me, cost me a banana. So this way I could watch it. Then the Super Bowl cost me a banana, so I could watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And the NCAA, I'll watch it, even though I don't have interest in it, because I saw a great game last night with Kansas State and Kentucky, and, you know, you guys know I'm Italian, so Calipari, I watched the game and cheered for him.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
But anyways, yeah, that's me, so...
Yeah, and I think, Joey, you're like a lot of people. If it's a big event, even if they don't have a square or a pool or a bet, they can watch and enjoy.
You know, the Kentucky Derby is the second most watched in the Super Bowl.
I don't know if that's accurate.
I'm not sure.
I'm going to look that up. Yeah, there's no way that that's bigger than, like, football night in America one weekend.
It does good numbers,
random
though.
Weekend.
I mean, when you got a four-hour pregame for a two-hour race, a two-minute race, I mean, it's a lot. I like it, though. I like it. I like how NBC does the coverage. It's very well done.
Yeah, they do a great job with it.
It was NBC's most-watched program since the Super Bowl. So it probably gets outpaced by Sunday Night Football. But last year, from February to May, nothing was bigger than the Kentucky Derby after the Super Bowl for NBC. So it doesn't match, like, the Oscars still outpace it. It gets outpaced by a lot of things. Mm-hmm. But specifically on NBC was the second most watched since the Super Bowl.
Joey G was right about
right.
NBC.
Sort of.
Sort of, because I think if you go to the fall and you pick the best Sunday Night Football game, it will outpace the Derby. Mm-hmm. But from Super Bowl through the Derby is second.
But it will always will be second. Why? Because the event is short.
Fastest 2 minutes in sports, baby.
You got 3+ hours to invest in the NFL, so the NFL will always win that.
Always,
because they got 3 hours. 3 hours plus the coverage is like 4 hours. No one ever complains about the time in the NFL.
Never.
You always bet on it from beginning to end. Baseball, a little too long. Football, as long as you'd like, please. Thank you.
Right. We'll take more games.
It's amazing, right?
Correct.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. Jim in Chicago Heights on ESPN 1000. All right, Jim.
What's up, Jimmy?
How you doing?
What's up?
We come from a musical family. My wife played the piano. My oldest son played the organ. My other son tried to play the drums. And I always played the fool. My son taking a drum... My son taking the drum lessons, the instructor told us. We didn't need to tell him. He said, he's terrible. Give it up. And it was all done.
That's it. We're taking the drums away.
And your son was good with that?
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, he was. He knew. He realized he was terrible.
Wow. Yeah, well, you know what? That's the best.
Love your honesty, Jim. Have a great week, man.
Well, it's best when the kid understands, like, I understand I'm bad at this.
You don't have to bring him into the kitchen and go, you're awful.
Right.
Just go, Jonathan, we're going to find another instrument. This one's not working out well for you.
Yeah.
Really?
Unless you're Joe Jackson, the father of the Jacksons. Like, you're going to keep playing. You're going to keep dancing.
Right.
Spin again. Sing again. There's another way to do it. Force the talent out of them.
Yeah.
So the great Cap'n Jay Hood breakfast brackets. We've gone through the first round. Shay, let's have the finals here. How did it fare?
Yeah, we've got our second round matchup set. They're going to start tomorrow. We'll go through the Sweet 16 this week. So I'll go through the winners in the fast food region. The McDonald's hash brown took out the 16 seed Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit. Mm-hmm. The McDonald's hash brown will take on the 8 seed McDonald's bacon, egg, and cheese in the second round. Mm-hmm. We'll have a 5-4 matchup. The Burger King Chris sandwich, which took out Panera's bacon, egg, and cheese. Mm-hmm. We'll take on the 4 seed McGriddle, which said goodnight to Chick-fil-A's spicy chicken biscuit.
Chick-fil-A, so, boy.
The McGriddle and the Burger King croissant sandwich moving on. The 3-seed Chick-fil-A minis, a clash of titans here, taking on the 6-seed Egg McMuffin in the second round. We'll also have the 7-seed McDonald's Big Breakfast and what I consider a slight upset over the 10-seed Breakfast Crunchwrap from Taco Bell, taking on the 2-seed Sausage McMuffin.
I like it.
in the sweet region.
I guess the point is like Chick-fil-A was completely taken out.
Almost. They got the minis still, but I have a feeling the Egg McMuffin will say goodnight to Chick-fil-A. Yeah. A bit like the Big Ten. One team left.
Okay.
The sweet region, pancakes, the number one overall seed took out sweet oatmeal. We'll take on strudel in the second round.
Ah, pancake strudel.
Who did strudel beat?
Strudel beat yogurt.
Fair.
The fifth seed croissant will take on the fourth seed cinnamon rolls. Another 5-4 matchup. A lot of excitement there.
Cinnamon roll getting the job done.
Cinnamon roll beat who? Coffee cake?
Yes. Cinnamon roll beat coffee cake. Correct. The 3-seed Belgian waffle beat bad banana choice. Nut bread and will take on our first upset, the 11-seed smoothies, which knocked out crepes. So smoothies going up against Belgian waffles in the second round. Mm. And another upset, the 10-seed donuts. Took out muffins, will go up against the 2-seed French toast.
Donuts would be Michigan State in that spot, or?
Feels like it. They might make a little Final Four run. Everybody pronounced them dead on the way in, but boy, they look poised to go to a Final Four. And the savory region, the 1-seed steak and eggs, no surprise, moves on. It will take on the 9th-seed omelet, which upset Eggs Benedict. Bacon, egg, and cheese, the 5-seed, will go head-to-head with another upset. 13-seed breakfast skillet took out grits in the first round.
Yeah, that was easy.
No, it wasn't. Don't say that.
Super easy.
That was a scrappy Howard team.
We'll also have the 3-seed hash brown. The 3-seed hash brown, which took out the 14-seed breakfast sausage, goes up against 6-seeded biscuits and gravy. 7-seed breakfast burrito and 2-seed chicken and waffles round out the savory region. For cereal, the 1-seed Frosted Flakes advances and gets a titan of a 9-seed in the second matchup, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Mm. That's probably the most intriguing second-round game on our board here. We also have the 5-seed Honey Nut Cheerios taking on 4-seeded Cocoa Pebbles. The 3-seed Lucky Charms beat out Count Chocula in a battle of the marshmallows. They will take on the 6-seed Cap'n Crunch Berries, who said goodnight to Rice Krispies. We have the 7-seed Fruit Loops going head-to-head with 2-seed Fruity Pebbles.
Fruit Loops, Fruity Pebbles.
Big matchup.
FDU against...
That's FDU-FAU right there.
Get it done, really? Fruit Loops. Let's go.
That's really good. So we're having fun with this. And again, you'll be able to vote coming up in a couple of days at ESPN1000 on Twitter. Shot or no shot in 2 minutes right here on Chicago's Home for Sports.